This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Busy week for the losers. The losers. You know who the losers are, don't you? The leftists. The people who say we in America should be afraid of the browning of our country. For America to be afraid of brown people, we sure have a lot of them. You happen to be listening to one of them, Kevin Jackson. Proud American of African heritage. That's right, I've run my ancestry DNA and I am of African heritage. But I'm also of European heritage. I know, shocking. Bum, 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 bum. Where did that black man get his white blood? Oh, I'm the product of slavery. I'm the product of rape. That's right. Had people had their way, I may not have even been born. I'm talking about by way of my ancestors. I'm talking back to the future. To the future. Anyway, lots of racism in the news to discuss today. Why, folks? Because I'm going to be discussing Democrats, leftists, progressives, plutopians, the real racists of this country, the dividers, the intolerance. I'm not talking about intolerance ending in CE. I'm talking about intolerance, TS, the intolerant people. That's what they should call themselves, the intolerant party. What did we miss? While the Mueller disaster occurred, lots of stuff. Hey, there were no AOC or squad spottings during the Mueller thrashing. Everybody in the Democratic Party laid low. You think that they stopped looking for ways to declare you, listeners to the Kevin Jackson Show, to be racist or Islamophobic? Do you think they stopped the witch hunts, the con jobs? Or do you think they just hoped, beyond hope, that Mueller would pull it off, that Mueller would make people understand that Trump obstructed? He should be impeached. He should be in prison. And therefore, so should you. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. They want you in prison. They want you in prison for misgendering. They want you in prison for not believing in global climate farce. They want you in prison for wearing a MAGA hat because you, they say, are products of Nazism and nationalism. You're a white nationalist. I don't care what color you are. So what? Your name is Kwong. Yeah. So that's what they were doing. They were laying low because they put their eggs in the Mueller basket.
And Bob Mueller, could you repeat the question, Kevin? Could you please remind me what you were just saying there?
Yeah, he fumbled and fuddled and blah, blah, blah his way through it, huh? Hey, by the way, speaking of AOC, did you see the picture that she took with Nancy Pelosi? Apparently the two have kissed and made up. And I tweeted to him, because Pelosi posted it, and I tweeted, "Nice to see Pelosi with the Speaker of the House."
I'm too clever for myself.
I'm too sexy for myself. Too sexy. I'm too sexy for the radio.
Why are we hiding all this behind a radio?
This should be on TV.
Oh, I'm tickling myself. I'm having fun with you. I hope you're enjoying it. It's like us sitting around in the living room having a brewski. For those of you who don't drink, having a cup of coffee, a tea, you know, eating some Cheetos or whatever your snack may be.
Man, I went on the road not long ago, had lost 3 pounds, and I decided I was going to have a cheat day, so I got some jalapeno flavored Cheetos, which, by the way, should be illegal.
Them suckers are so good.
And they have more calories than straight fat. I'm not kidding you. And processed food, let me tell you what processed food does. You can eat an ounce of Doritos and gain 5 pounds. Because essentially that's what happened. I went on the road. I was in D.C., got a bag of Cheetos, but jalapeno-flavored Cheetos, which doesn't make sense, but they are delish.
And I'm not putting a shout out to Frito-Lay because I can't stand PepsiCo. But long story short, I ate a bag of them. I had to throw it away in midstream because I looked at the number of calories. It's like three or four of those chips is 500 calories. Just little pieces. They're so laden with calories. And anyway, I ended up picking up 3 pounds on the road. And everything else, I ate the same way. I've been losing weight because I'm training again. And I was losing weight. And I gained 3 pounds in 2 days. And sticking to my diet except those Cheetos. Anyway, yeah, it was funny. Pelosi. I was in D.C. I should have dropped in on Pelosi. Got a picture with her. Showed her with a free-range Negro. Anyway, what's happening at the border, huh? That was what was going on during the Mueller investigation. What stopped? What was all that? All the attacks on Omar, you know, who married her brother, and all the illegal immigration stuff that's surrounding her. I'd like to see DOJ look at her, wouldn't you? Anyway, any new children to show separated from their families? Speaking of the border, Trump got his funding by way of for the border wall, took some money from the military, discretionary funds, $2.5 billion. He's got the Supreme Court ruling. We'll talk a bit about that. And Alyssa Milano tweeted, what in the actual F? Yeah, you know, movie star, B-lister, Alyssa Milano. There was I saw a graphic of a dog taking a crap, and the caption read, I'm downloading some celebrity opinions. I died when I saw that. That is funny. That's why I tell you folks, you are clever, you are funny beyond belief. Yeah. So we still got the immigration, finger quotes, problem looming. And the problem with immigration is on the Democrat side. Because let me tell you something about immigration. Donald Trump is going to fix it. We're going to talk a lot about immigration today. Lots to talk about. Guatemala said they're going to curb illegal asylum claims on their end. Mexico increased the troops on the border. And, of course, we know what Mexico has decided to do to help us keep these immigrants from coming in. Suddenly, we're getting a grip on our immigration issue. And let me tell you, folks, the next 4 years of Donald Trump, this third year and the 4 years after that, are going to be nirvana for us. Valhalla, okay? Utopia. And the reason is, he's going to be so much more believable because people are going to understand he has no dog in the fight. The only dog in the fight Donald Trump has is protecting America and its citizens. And the left are getting some rude awakenings. Rude awakenings. Glad you guys are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We got so much to talk about in the news, I seriously don't even know where to start. As I said, Mueller stuff, and I'm going to cover some more Mueller, because I want you to hear the aftermath of Mueller. It's still going on. Over the weekend, people were still going, the Democrats are still reeling over that. And now it's going to get worse. You want to know why? Because Barr, who's got the IG looking into this Clinton stuff and all this other, you know, shenanigans going on. He's got John Durham now investigating Christopher Steele and others. He's like Columbo. He knows who's guilty. So he's just going to stick around you and needle you and tell you how much evidence he had. Have you ever watched Columbo? I mean, you got to be a little older to watch it, and nobody watches it in syndication anymore because it's like two-hour episodes. But I like watching Columbo because he's frustrating. You know, he's very unkept. He's got that old raincoat on and the cigar, and he's always in your face, and he's always sharing information. And you know who the bad guy is. That's the beauty of Columbo. You see the bad guy. Now Columbo's got to figure it out. That's exactly where we are right now. The Democrats know they're the bad guys, and Columbo's on the case. And let me explain something. Columbo never blew a case. He never blew a case. Bad news for you Democrats. That's not even what I want to talk about right now. I want to talk about Joe Biden a little bit. And I got some more to talk about Biden. But I want to talk about Biden got asked a specific question. Yeah, he did. And here's what he acts cocky. He does. Joe Biden acts when he's on TV. He's kind of, oh yeah, Donald Trump. I could beat Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is nothing, and there's no big deal. Donald Trump, I'll crush Donald Trump. In what universe? When the chips are down, Biden folds like a cheap lawn chair. And most people know this is Biden's third attempt at the presidency. Spoiler alert. Three swings and you're out, okay? No third time to charm ending, the charm rather, ending for creepy Joe Biden and his dwindling supporters. I don't even know how you could possibly believe Biden to be your guy. Biden is a lunatic. I said it. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Even Biden realizes the futility of his third presidential run. And this is what I want to talk about in this segment. Because if you ask Donald Trump, I'll honestly tell you, when Donald Trump first declared back in 2015, maybe early 2016, I think he was in it to win it. But he still thought his possibility was a long shot. There were so many good candidates. The possibility was a long shot. Biden, on the other hand, had it teed up for him. You couldn't be better teed up except during the Hillary time, when Hillary had it teed up for her, which is why Biden didn't run back in 2012. I mean, in 2016. It was teed up for her. This was teed up for Biden. Vice president. You know how the deck works. You know how poker is, right? Vice President Trump's senators, Trump's governors, Trump's congresspeople, Trump's ordinary citizens, Trump's billionaires. And yet, Biden can't bring it over the finish line. But here's the deal, and this is why I said Biden knows his own futility. He was asked if he could have beaten Trump in the 2016 presidential elections. And creepy Joe Biden told the New York Times, I don't know. If you were to ask Donald Trump, could I have beaten Barack Obama in 2008? I think Trump would tell you, given the temperature of the country and what everybody wanted, maybe not. But I would have run a very different campaign. So I give me good chances I could have beaten him. I think that's something Trump would say. I don't think Donald Trump would concede a loss just because of Obama's popularity or whatever. I think he would have said, I would have exposed him. I would have made him answer tougher questions. I don't think Trump would concede a loss. But Biden did. He's supposed to know, folks, that he can beat Donald Trump because that's the person that he faces right now. If I'll put this a different way. If you were to ask Trump, hey, President Trump, you remember when Biden ran in 1987 or 1953? You think you could have beaten him? You know what Trump's answer would be? Yeah, I could have beaten him then and I'm going to beat him now. I think Trump would even say something along the lines of, who cares? Anyway, I suspect hardcore Democrats were surprised by Biden's answer, particularly given the head-to-head fake news polls, the polls that suggest that Trump just give the keys to the White House to Biden, 10-point lead or more for Biden in this matchup. Why should Trump even bother to run, right? Perhaps President Trump runs on the muscle memory of that butt-kicking he gave to Hillary Clinton, a much more formidable candidate than Sleepy Creepy Joe. And even when Trump was pressed, he said, say something good about Hillary Clinton. He says, well, I'll say this. She fights hard. I'll give her that. She fights hard. Joe Biden doesn't fight hard. So Joe Biden continued. Everybody says that he could beat Trump. But look, I don't know. You got to be in the game. I thought Hillary would have made a good president. That was his complete comment. Now, I love the segue to Hillary Clinton. I thought Hillary Clinton would have made a good president. Yeah, Joe? Well, 63 million actual Americans didn't. And that same group, and likely 7 million or so more, don't think Biden is going to be a good president. And they are 100% correct. But what was Biden supposed to say? Because there are people always, Kevin, people always give you the problems, but they don't give you the solution. Let me tell you what I would have said if I were Biden. I would have said, not that it matters, but yes, I would have beaten Trump. But what does matter is I will beat the 20-plus Democrats and earn the nomination. Then I get a chance to prove that I can beat Trump. No need to look back because I chose not to run. Now, see, that would have been a reasonable response. But Biden can't think on his feet. And that's why Kamala Harris stumped him on his racist past, leaving him holding his pecker in front of a world audience. And if he can't beat Harris, he can't beat Trump. So I want to know from the pollsters, because, you know, they came out with this new fake poll that said only Biden now can beat Trump in a head-to-head poll. Yeah. Pollsters are creating a fictitious lead for Trump. And I was going to go into detail. In fact, we are. I'm going to have a segment about it where we go into detail over this latest poll. But they had Biden beating Trump by 10 points back in June. And they had every other Democrat beating Trump as well by whatever figure. And Biden, who got his butt kicked in the first debate, and now is having to formulate an entirely new strategy. I'm not going to be Mr. Nice Guy anymore. But now he can beat Trump. Even when he says, I don't know. Well, we know.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least three people are dead after a shooter opened fire at the Gilroy Garlic Festival Sunday evening. Joy Alexio, spokesman for the Santa Clara County Health System, has an update on the shooting victims.
One patient has been discharged, one patient has been transferred to Stanford, and of the five remaining patients, one is in critical condition, two are in serious condition, and two are in fair condition.
Monday at the White House, President Trump signs a bill extending funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
This law makes permanent the financial support for families who lost precious loved ones as a result of September 11th attacks.
The president says the nation has come together to honor those affected by 9/11.
They answered terror with the emotional strength of true American warriors.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to talk about the hearings today.
Yes.
I know you were on the air a few times today with Fox News giving your own analysis, and the president knew that also.
Yes.
Because at 10:11 this morning, he tweeted this statement that you had made. This has been a disaster for the Democrats and a disaster for the reputation of Robert Mueller. Now, you said that at 10:07 this morning, an hour and a half into a six-hour series of hearings. So is Fox News motto, we report and decide before the thing's over?
There was a break in the hearing.
Yes.
We were asked for our reaction. And let me simply say, nothing in your monologue disproved that description.
In what way was it a disaster? I don't understand.
Yes, you do.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Chris Wallace on Colbert after the Mueller hearings, the day of. And Chris Wallace is no, you know, Trump fan. He's part of Fox. And Colbert really doesn't get it. I'm gonna play the rest of that clip because I think it's noteworthy. And then I want to go into other reactions, if you will, other people's responses. And I've talked to a few people that said, Kevin, I actually started feeling sorry for Mueller. But I'm going to read from a friend of mine, Kurt Schleister's blog post, where he says, I don't feel any sympathy for Mueller. You're not getting an ounce of sympathy from me with Mueller. And I happen to agree with Kurt. Anyway, let's play the rest of that clip, and then I want to get into some of these other discussions around it, including another clip from Clapper on Mueller's testimony.
No, I promise you, really you don't. No, it seemed like a well-organized and choreographed recitation of the moral, ethical, and criminal failings of the President of the United States. Now, interjected between those, you had Republicans attempting to undermine the credibility of the man and the mission, which was the report. But of course you're going to expect that. You kind of knew the way Robert Mueller was going to answer, and you knew the way the Republicans were going to attack him.
Listen.
But it doesn't take away the impact of the factual statements from the report.
But we heard the factual statements from the report back in March when the report was released. Lawrence Tribe, who is a distinguished Harvard law professor and a fierce critic of Donald Trump, said also, I must say it was after I said it, that the hearing was a disaster and that instead of breathing life into the report, he sucked the life out of the report. I mean, the report stands, and I'm not saying, you know, the report is what the report is, and it raises some very troubling questions about the president's behavior, but the whole reason that the Democrats, the House majority, the Democratic majority in the House, wanted to have this hearing is, they kept saying, the quote was, people aren't going to read the book, they'll watch the movie. The movie was a snore, and part of it was, frankly, because Robert Mueller seemed not in control of his brief. He didn't seem in charge. I think it raised questions as to how much he actually ran the investigation. And as you showed in some of your clips, I mean, you were making light of it, but it was actually...
I'm sorry I made light.
You didn't make that much light of it, so you're okay. I thought that it was sad, actually. I thought, you know, because he's a very distinguished man.
Sure.
He has had a great career in law enforcement, and at least on the basis of today, he seemed like a fellow who didn't quite know what he was about, what was being said. He had trouble finding the various congressmen, let alone where they were on the podium, let alone answering their...
I think you get the picture. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Now let's listen to what Clapper had to say about Mueller's testimony. Clapper is going to be one that ends up in big trouble as well. And what's funny, Clapper runs to the old people card. He talks about Mueller's age.
I want to talk about Robert Mueller's testimony on the Hill yesterday, the former special counsel. You know him. You've worked professionally with him in past years very often. He did not have the command of the contents of the report that I think universally people were expecting him to have. What did you make of that?
Well, Brianna, somebody who's just south of 80 years old myself and I'm a little older than Bob Mueller, actually, and also someone who, like him, doesn't like to testify. So I'm a little reluctant to be critical. I think he's operating under tremendous pressure. I think his role as the special prosecutor was more of a CEO, where he oversaw the operations but did not engage directly in, say, interrogating witnesses or actually writing the report.
There you go. He was reluctant to be critical because he says he's older. He says he was operating under political pressure. Okay. He's in politics, and he took on more of a role of a CEO, an overseer. He didn't write the report. He just sort of delivered the information, which, of course, is part of the problem. I want to jump back real quickly to Colbert, who is incredulous. He doesn't believe that Mueller lost this argument. He lost the debate. They lost the audience in all of this. Colbert's like, you surely you're wrong. He held up well. I'd love to see anybody give me credible evidence of how Mueller did well. I'm not going to rehash all the Republicans who poked holes in practically everything the guy said using his own report, you know, going, you know, do you understand how that happened? Well, I can't answer that because, you know, it's not in my purview. Oh, it is. It's in your report. How many times did that happen? But what's funny, and the reason why I keep bringing up Colbert, is he's like most leftists. He doesn't want to believe the obvious. He's afraid of the obvious. He's going, what are you guys seeing that I'm not seeing? And everybody else is going, surely you're joking, right, Colbert? No, I don't see it. That's got to be scary to be that out of touch. Anyway, here's a part of a story. Liberal activist and filmmaker Michael Moore delivered a scathing review of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's testimony, suggesting Democrats should reconsider why they trusted him in the first place. Hey, Colbert, have you looked at what Michael Moore said? Hey, any leftist, by the way, if you're a leftist and you disagree with me, please get in touch with me, 844-551-8255 or kjradio.com. I'd love to hear you defend this man. Moore says, a frail old man, unable to remember things, stumbling, refusing to answer basic questions. This is what he tweeted. He says, I said it in 2017, and Mueller confirmed it today. All you pundits, moderates, and lame Dems who told the public to put their faith in the esteemed Robert Mueller, just STFU from now on. Shut the heck up, is what Moore said to his esteemed elitist who put their eggs in the Mueller basket. He then went on to tweet this, Trump must be gloating in ecstasy. He claimed that although Mueller's report was a, quote, damning document for Trump, the testimony provided a visual that helped the president. Let me explain something to you. There is nothing, that Robert Mueller could have come before Congress and said that was going to change anything. He could have had the best delivery. He could have had Reagan-esque delivery. He would have been trying to serve people dog turds and telling them they're biscuits. It wasn't going to fly. And whether it's Michael Moore who's blaming the elitists that put Trump there, or Michael Moore himself who still believes that stupid report, after all the evidence that's come out about it, good luck. Now, why am I focusing on this? Because it's over. I don't care about it. For the most part, I don't think you really care about it. It's done. But it isn't. The fallout of this, it's like, okay, you finally got the information you were looking for. We as conservatives, what have we been saying? I've been saying Robert Mueller's a figurehead. He's not nearly the stand-up guy that everybody said, that he contrived, he put a team together of partisans that didn't like Trump, that were pro-Hillary, that were part of a coup, that were running game inside of him. Inside of his own investigation, people were running game. And every single thing I said was true. Every single thing. So why are we rehashing it? Because you now have all the evidence. You have Jim Jordan asking a question of Mifsud, right? You have people asking, why did he cut off this part of a guy's quote when that part would have really provided more clarity to another area? For example, it was a quote from one of Trump's insiders who said, don't do anything that would be perceived improper. They left that part of it off and gave you the impression that he says, yeah, get that information. But he leaves off, but don't do anything that's improper. We'd love to see that information, but only playing by the rules. And Mueller's team suspiciously leaves that out. And I could go on. People that lied, were you know, convicted of stuff, and that's where I'm going to get into Kirk Schlieser stuff here in a bit. In fact, I got to get into the
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So Mueller was on the Hill testifying, as you guys know. Many, many other things going on at the time. The big takeaways were all the inconsistencies, the holes that were left in the Mueller report. That stuff was brought out by a variety of Republican Congress people, and Donald Trump thanked them. Said the Republicans did an amazing job. I'm curious what you guys think about how the Republicans handle things. Do you feel like you're finally starting to get representation? You're starting to get the Republican Party back? Because that's what I felt. I felt like there's a new leadership group coming out. Jim Jordan, Gates, Collins, and others. That just ripped Mueller to shreds and ripped the Democratic Party to shreds. They undermined the foundation of the Democrats, who wanted to present this idea of collusion and this idea of obstruction, which completely was ripped apart right before our eyes. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. people now rally behind Trump. In fact, the polling I've seen over all of the things that have happened, this attack that Trump did against Ilhan Omar and Tlaib and others, these anti-Americans, is Trump now passing, reinstituting the death penalty, Trump getting help from the Guatemalans on asylum seekers, Trump getting help from Mexico on border issues, Trump getting the Supreme Court to overrule the things about getting money from the military in order to build this wall, and on and on. I'm loving the winning. And then we get Robert Mueller, who the Democrats have put all their eggs in their basket, much to the chagrin of leftists like Michael Moore and Alyssa Milano and all these other Hollywood freaks. And Donald Trump's beating him. And you know what's funny? Trump did nothing to beat Mueller except be innocent. That's all it took for him to defeat Mueller, defeat the Democrats, to defeat the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the media, all of them, is to just be innocent, to be true in his purpose. And I love when Trump comes out, he goes, look, and he, as cocky as the day is, he's like, yeah, you know, they went out there, they did their witch hunt, they brought Mueller up, they did everything they're going to do, and you know what we did? We built the best economy in the history of this country, we got the lowest unemployment, blah, blah, blah. He went on, it's become blasé to talk about the stock market going, setting new records, and this, that, and the other. And let me tell you, if it weren't for Boeing and these seven new jets, these 737 whatever, the new version that can't seem to stay in the air, the stock market would be at 2,800. 28,000, I mean. 2,800 would be Obama years. So Trump is a rock star. And what Trump is saying is, I can have the entirety of the federal government come against me. I can have China plotting against me. I can have Russia plotting against me. I can have all of Europe plotting against me. And I can still build the biggest economy in the world without even breaking a sweat. Woo! Man, I tell you what, I got a pimp in my walk as I think about that. I'm like, phew! I got that pimp walk. If I was Trump, I would do the pimp walk all the way to Huey 1 and Air Force 1. I would be pimp walking over what I just told you. Anyway, Kurt Schlichter delves into this Mueller thing, and it was a great piece. It was in Town Hall. He says, it was Mueller time, all right, and the human punchline we saw there on TV, forgetting and fumbling, is now Mueller for all time. Kurt is a gifted dude. Forget what branch of service, but he's served in the service. I believe he was in intelligence. He's an attorney and a gifted writer. And just writing that line is something, I mean, it's almost art to read that piece. He goes on to say, serves him right. Slink away, Bobby. Just go. You've done enough damage to too many individuals and our country. Be gone. Schlichter then says, sure, his service as a Marine destroying communists in the 60s goes a long way. But then, spearheading in a figurehead sort of way, the dishonorable destruction of the lives of many decent humans, Americans, for the unforgettable crime of daring to work with the president, our elite disdains more than balances out the good. So what Schlichter is saying is, he's saying what I said about McCain. McCain lived on being a POW for far too long. His very sketchy military service, being shot down, having jumped out of a lot of planes, McCain jumped out of enough planes where people would have been grounded. But because his dad was an admiral, he got special treatment. So he gets shot down. He's a prisoner of war. You know, who knows what happened? That's a rough thing to go through. I'll give him credit, but he lived on it for far too long, and we gave him too much credit for far too long. And with Mueller, the minute they said the dude was a Marine, I went, wow, I like that. But then again, I have to remember my sanity and say, I can like an aspect of your life, but it doesn't mean I have to like your whole life. And that's where we find ourselves with Mueller. And Sleaser's saying, look, I appreciate his service, but I weigh it against the disservice of what he's done since. And he's exactly right to do that. Sleaser writes, Mueller made a choice to play along with a soft coup because, like so many other useless D.C. creatures, he felt that his caste had the right to countermand the will of the electorate. So don't expect me to shed any tears for his tattered reputation. When all those innocent people he trashed in his quest to undo the 2016 elections get their reputations back, and when they get made whole from being impoverished by the lawyer bills they were forced to incur, I'll start caring that Robert Mueller's legacy will be that of a doddering oaf who scratched his scattered head and wondered aloud what this newfangled fusion GPS was. That's a tough one for the Democrats to reconcile. And Schleister points out, again, one of the key things that lets you know exactly the level of, what, immersion, if you will, that Mueller had in this report. And the Republicans alluded to it, essentially saying, look, Bob, we know you didn't have much to do with this report. We know you relied on a lot of staffers. And that's why Mueller had to come to their defense. Oh, I have the best integrity of the staffers and all this. And they're like, yeah, you might. If you'd had one pro-Trump person on your team, you could take the high road if you just had one. But you didn't. Not only did you not have anybody on your team that did it, you had people in other agencies who we have found complete irrefutable evidence that they were working against Trump. They weren't looking for truth. They were looking to set the narrative. You can't get away with that. They gave him many chances and he wouldn't take it. Which is why he looks like he looks. Which is why his reputation is shot. As I said earlier, there were people that were saying to me, Kevin, I actually felt sorry for him. I got it. I understood what they were saying, but like Kurt Schleser, I don't feel sorry for Mueller. I don't feel sorry for the Democratic Party. I don't feel sorry for Barack Obama's supposedly non-scandalous administration, because there's going to be some scandals. I don't feel sorry for Hillary Clinton or the Podestas or James Clapper or John Brennan. By the way, where is John Brennan? I don't feel sorry for James Comey or McCabe or Peter Strzok or Lisa Page. I feel sorry for America. I feel sorry for being taken through a ruse that we spent a lot of money on, knowing what we already know. I wish every one of those suckers was made to pay back that money. Kurt Schleser's right. He goes on to say this. He says, Mueller is truly the manifestation of our elite, overpraised, overconfident, and just plain over. If you're still so lacking at wokeness that you still can't understand how we got Trump, take a look at Mueller, our better Bob Mueller, our intellectual and moral superior. If he's our best isn't good enough. And there, he wrote a lot more, but that's where I ended the article about it, because I agree with him. See, we've been lulled into believing that these people that have these pedigrees are better than we are. Schleister, in his article, he even compared our little, you know, piddly resumes compared to all of theirs. Let me tell you something about your resume. Your resume is legit. It's real. It is a true summation of who you want it to be. Don't misunderstand me. Some of you fudge it and you try to get away with a little bit more. These guys stack their resumes with their credentials of where they went to college and who they worked with and the different departments. And let me tell you, they are incompetent political partisan hacks is what they are. And Mueller, I say good riddance.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now to something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.